AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Maltese Army says an Italian Coast Guard ship has taken the bodies of 24 victims for burial from what could be the Mediterranean's deadliest migrant tragedy. The ship took the bodies to Malta and is continuing on to Sicily with 28 survivors of this weekend shipwreck. Happened near the Libyan coast and may have claimed as many as 900 lives. Authorities are expected to provide details later today on arrests in a terrorism investigation. The AP's Carlotta Bradley reports.
It's billed as an announcement regarding a joint terrorism task force operation. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis says arrests were made in that city and San Diego and come from an investigation into young people who've traveled or tried to travel to Syria to fight with militants, including the Islamic State group.
Severe thunderstorms moved across Alabama and to the east. Meteorologist Stephen Corfitti is with the Storm Prediction Center.
There were some significant wind reports that were overturned train cars and numerous instances of downed trees and some building damage in parts of Alabama and Georgia, as well as North Florida and South Carolina.
Country Music Awards were handed out in Arlington, Texas last night.
Luke Bryan was named Entertainer of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Taylor Swift accepted a milestone award by remembering her country roots.
I'm so unbelievably proud that I learned to treat people with kindness and respect from country music.
Hey, whatever happened?
Miranda Lambert won Album of the Year for Platinum, and Lee Bryce won Single Record of the Year for I Don't Dance. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A police official says a bomb explosion on a bus carrying UN employees in northern Somalia has killed at least six people. A public memorial will be held today for Hour of Power televangelist Robert H. Schuller outside the cathedral he built in Southern California. This is AP Radio News. Senator Schumer and Blumenthal have introduced legislation requiring railroads to install additional safety technology.
The Democrats from New York and Connecticut say delays are unacceptable for adding the communications and signaling system called Positive Train Control, or PTC. Blumenthal says the system helps slow trains in an emergency.
If the operator nods off, it is brought to a halt.
Schumer says it could have prevented crashes.
PTC technology is a lifesaver for both passenger trains and freight trains.
A separate bill by Republicans sets the deadline for 5 years from now. At Grand Central Terminal, Julie Walker, New York.
Animal rescue expert Peter Wallenstein says whoever snatched a seal or a sea lion pup from a Los Angeles beach shouldn't be fooled by the animal's cuteness.
If you get near it, you might scare it back in the water or you might get bit.
A witness saw four people wrap the pup in a blanket and drive off. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.